all know that stress is such a common part of modern life. We are always on, we're always trying to manage too much and juggle too many things in our lives. And of course, we all know that it's not great for our mental, physical, or emotional well-being to be dealing with that on an ongoing basis. And while some stress is good and even necessary in our lives, it would be fair to say that most of us would definitely like quite a bit less of it. So in this two-part series, we're going to be exploring ways to manage stress. In part one, what you can do when you're right in the middle of it. And in part two, we're going to look at some longer-term strategies to reduce the power that stress has over our lives more generally. So these two things together will give you an amazing toolkit to reduce stress and therefore improve your mental, physical, and emotional well-being, both in the moment and in the long term too. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of ChickFit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine, and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Well, hello, hello. How are you this week? Great to have you here and so excited to get into this particular subject today because it is safe to say that stress is something that I am particularly obsessed with. It is something that I've really been learning to tackle in my own life over the last few years. And it's also for me such a fundamental and foundational thing when it comes to our well-being because when we are in a high state of stress, often it has a knock-on effect on literally everything else, from our ability to make the time to exercise, through to our eating habits, through to our emotional and our mental well-being as well. So it's often one of the very first things that I work with my clients and members on, because once we can get a handle on the stress, once we can build that stress resilience, once we can get better at managing that stress when we are actually in it, then all of the other stuff that we want to do for ourselves, all of the other stuff we want to do for our well-being becomes that bit easier. But of course, stress feels like a bit of a prerequisite to modern day life, doesn't it? You know, especially for women in their 30s and 40s and beyond who are quite frankly trying to hold multiple responsibilities together. And I see it all around me. I feel it from my clients. And I know it's one of those things that can just feel really unavoidable. We're like, I just can't avoid this stress. This is just the way it is. I've just got to deal with it. And so I really want to tackle that. And I really, originally I was just going to do this as one episode. And then I was like, actually, as I got into it and into writing my notes for it, I just thought, you know what? This is bigger than that. This is much, much bigger. So I've split this into two parts, and I split it into part one, which is looking at the things that we can do in the here and the now. When we are in that moment of stress, we don't necessarily want to be working on the longer term strategies for that. We want something that's going to help us in the here and the now, that's going to make things feel that little bit better in the here and the now. So today is all about that. And then what I'll do next week is I will move on to that longer term stuff, because that is important as well. Because when we keep sort of sinking into this sort of pit of stress all the time, we keep revisiting and coming back and coming back and coming back over and over and over again, then we need to look at, okay, so how is stress becoming such a big part of my life? How can I mitigate that a bit more in the longer term? How can I create more resilience to it? How can I reduce that generally in my life so that I am not having to deal with it quite so often? It's really important that we do that. So I've split it into two parts for that reason. And look, there are lots and lots of things that we can do to mitigate and reduce stress in our lives to make it feel more manageable. And I know that because having worked on it myself for the last few years, I've figured out a few ways of doing this. And honestly, I feel like a different woman now. I feel more in control. I feel more balanced each day. And I tend to find that when the stress does arise, I can deal with it a bit better and I can deal with it a bit more quickly than I used to. But the truth is that when you're in the middle of it, it can feel like a lot. Adding in longer term strategies is just another thing to pile onto the list, right? Another thing to cause the overwhelm. And what you want is something that you can action right now, right when you're in the middle of it, right when you have got a stressful situation and it's on your mind and it's playing out in your day-to-day life. So that's what we're going to look at today. And look, the aim here is not to get rid of stress from our lives altogether. Okay. Some stress is normal. Some stress is okay. But what we really want is to feel like we have these periods of stress, which we can recover from relatively quickly, interspersed with some longer periods of calm, rather than the other way around, which is what tends to happen to most of us, which is that we have these very short periods of calm, which tend to disperse quite quickly, interspersed with much longer periods of ongoing stress, right? So we want to swap that around. We don't want to live on high alert all the time. So today, I have got five things that you can do in the moment when you are going through that acute stressful phase. Now, I'm not saying you have to do all of these. If you can, amazing. But if not, then any combination of these is going to help you. Now, it's not going to take away the stressful situation altogether. It's not going to make it go away overnight. But what these things are going to do is they are going to give you a bit more clarity within that situation. They're going to help you to manage your response in a slightly more productive way. And hopefully they're going to help that period of stress to dissipate maybe a bit more quickly than it might do otherwise when we're kind of holding on to it really, really tight, which is what we tend to do, isn't it? When we get really stressed, we're kind of like holding on to it really tight and we're feeling it so, 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 so deeply. And it feels like something that is never, ever going to go away. So these are the five things that I want you to be thinking about in that moment. Maybe pop them in your notes, in your phone or something like that, so that when that period does arise, you can revisit this and you can remind yourself of the things that you might want to be looking at. So the first one is looking at controlling the controllables, because often in stressful situations, and often the thing that makes situations quite stressful is that there are parts of it that are out of your control completely. And yet when we feel stressed or triggered by something, our response is to try and control it. You know, we're trying to control the situation. We're trying to control the other people involved in that situation. But what this often does is it just causes us more pain, more overwhelm, more frustration, and ultimately more stress, because we discover that we can't actually control other people. We can't necessarily control situations that are external to us. So it just makes us feel worse. So I think first and foremost, in a stressful situation, be clear on things that you actually have control over, which, in all honesty, is usually your response to the situation. So can you take a step back? Can you walk away for a moment? Can you look at the situation from different points of view? Because, you know, I know that when I've been in situations where I don't feel in control, I'm getting wound up by other people. I'm getting wound up by their response. I'm getting wound up by the things that they're asking of me. And sometimes if we can actually just take a moment to look at it from their point of view, even if we don't agree with them, even if we don't agree with the way that they are approaching things or doing things, we can actually gain a bit more understanding of the situation. We can actually remember that when somebody else is causing an issue, then they themselves are often reacting from a stress response. And so forth, they don't have control over that. And maybe they don't have the tools to manage that response. It's just happening out of habit. It's happening because they are in that stress response themselves. And so if we can almost be the bigger person, if we can take that little step back, if we can say, okay, they're really pissing me off here. They're really annoying me. They are not dealing with this in the best possible way, or they're being demanding, or they're asking too much of me. It's almost going, okay, this might not be the best way for them to approach it. However, I can see that they're responding to it because of this. I can see that they don't necessarily have the tools to manage their response to this thing. And so how can I look at that situation from a slightly different point of view? Like I say, it's not going to take it away. It's not going to stop that person from being unreasonable or asking unreasonable things from you. But it almost puts you on a slightly higher plane. It puts you in a place where you can kind of look over it and go, okay, I get it. I get why this is happening. And that in itself helps us to feel in control. Otherwise, what happens is you've got two people who are just responding from a stress situation, and that spirals. It's always going to spiral. It's never going to get better when that is happening. So sometimes it almost requires one of you to just take that step back and to be able to look at it a little bit more clearly. And I know it's incredibly difficult to do that in the moment, but do try and look at, okay, what are my controllables here? How can I look at things from a different point of view? And then try and leave the stuff you can't control to one side. Yeah, it's annoying and it's frustrating, but you trying to control it is just going to make you hold on that much more to the stress. And we don't want that. We want to find ways that we can let go of it a little bit. And one thing you can let go of is the stuff that you, quite frankly, don't have control over anyway. You know, you trying to control it is not going to change the situation. So instead, what you can get focused in on is what you actually do have control over. What are the elements of this situation that you do have control over? Like I say, it's not going to make the stress go away, but it's going to make you feel that bit better, because you will actually feel that you have some agency and you have some control in that situation by focusing on and working on the things that are up to you, the things that are within your particular control. So that's number one, control the controllables. Number two is reprioritizing and breaking down the problem. And this one is usually quite helpful when you're in a state of real overwhelm, you know, when it's not necessarily one specific thing that's going on, when there's lots and lots and lots and lots of different things, and you feel like you're just dropping all the balls and you can't keep it straight in your head and you've got too many things on. So reprioritizing and breaking down the problem can really, really help in that particular situation, and getting clear really on what needs to stay and what can go. Because quite often we have things on our list which either aren't that important or which just don't need to be done. And sometimes it can be such a relief just to cross it off. I've had those moments, you know, when you've had that thing on your list for 2, 3, 4 months and you keep going, oh, I must get around to that, I must get around to that, I must get around to that. And either you're not getting around to it because actually it's not that important, but you've told yourself, oh, I need to do it, or because you just don't want to do it. And you know what? Every now and again, I've just crossed something like that off my list. And oh my God, it's such a relief when you do that. And you're like, oh, thank the Lord, I can let go of that. So I can forget about it. It does not flipping matter. And I have to say, I've got better and better and better at this over the years. There are certain things that I just go, do you know what? I'm not even going to worry myself about it. It is what it is. If I get around to it one day, great. If not, doesn't flipping matter. But it is coming off my flipping list. So that could be such a relief, because we have things that are on our lists out of habit. They're on our lists because we've just always done them. We've always done them that way. And actually, some of that stuff we can actually let go of. When we just take a step back, we can go, it wasn't that important after all. I've gone all this time without doing it. So why stress myself out with the thought of it when it's just never going to get done? And by doing this as well, you can look at what you can actually delegate to somebody else. As again, we get into the habit of doing certain things ourselves all the time, and we forget to question if they actually have to be done by us or if somebody else can do them too. So for example, I had a conversation with a friend recently about doing stuff around the house, and her attitude was almost like, oh, well, do you know what? I just do it myself because it's just easier that way, because it gets done right. If I do it, it gets done right. And so even though she was really stressed about stuff that was, you know, she had lots going on, she was also taking on all the responsibility of all the things at home, because she just felt like, yeah, but if I don't do it, it's not going to get done right. And so we're adding a lot of stress by thinking that things have to be done a certain way, and therefore taking over like not even letting other people help because we are taking over everything in an effort to control it all. But the truth is that we've got to let other people step in and help, even if they do it their own way, even if they don't do it right, even if some of it needs to be redone afterwards. But we're never going to get rid of that stuff if we insist on holding on to it so tightly. And isn't it the truth that quite a lot of our stress comes from holding on to stuff too tightly? And that's one of the things that I have definitely learned about myself. Holding on to perfectionism, holding on to things too tightly, holding on to there being a right way to do things. And the more I've let go of that stuff, the less stress I have in my life. And for sure, I get pissed off sometimes. I'm like, the kids have tidied up the kitchen after dinner, for example. And I'm like, oh, and they haven't wiped the surfaces properly and this pan is still dirty and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, do you know what? It's okay. Because now I've just got 2 minutes to do of just wiping up properly and cleaning that pan rather than the 15 minutes that I'd have had to do otherwise, right? So learning to let go a little bit of those things is really, really important. You know, another thing is, so last night, actually, Beth offered to make dinner. So they had an inset day at school and I'd been working all day and then, you know, doing some washing and stuff. And Beth came down and bless her, she does this quite often. She's like, oh, can I make dinner tonight, Mum? I was like, do you know what? That would be amazing. Thank you. So she made the dinner and oh my goodness, right? It would have taken me 20 minutes to make this dinner. It probably took her a good hour. There was a lot of faffing around. There were a lot of extra pans used in the process. There was a lot of mucking around. And there was part of me that was thinking, oh God, I should have just done this myself. It would have been so much easier. But actually, yeah, okay. It took her an hour, but it meant that I could go fold up some washing and put that away and then just sit down for a bit because I've been working all day. So it's time I'm just going to sit down, I'm going to relax, I'm going to let her do it and I'm not going to get annoyed and it's just going to happen. And do you know what? It was nice. It was a lovely dinner. It was a bit late, but it was lovely. We were all quite hungry by that point, but that is not the point. Like she is taking responsibility on, she wants to take responsibility on. And she might not do it perfectly, but at least she's flipping doing it. At least it gives me a little bit of space and a little bit of time. So how can you reprioritize? How can you delegate? How can you dump the things that don't actually need to be done? Because that is, we're always chasing all those things that don't need to be done, really. And they can be dumped and it can be such a blessed relief when that happens. So that's number two, just taking even just 5 minutes out, taking a few minutes to reprioritize, to look at what's actually going on, look at all of the things that you've got on your list, doing a bit of a brain dump, and then crossing a few things off, delegating a few things, and creating a bit more space for yourself in that situation. Right, number three, learning when to walk away. Now, this can feel like literally the hardest thing to do when you are feeling stressed and overwhelmed. And every single part of your brain is going to fight against you on this one because I've been there. And in those moments where it feels like everything is piled on top of you and you can't possibly see a way out of it, every instinct within you is going to say, push harder, cross a few more things off the to-do list, do more, keep going, try more. Because it feels like if you do that, if you just keep going, just push a bit harder, you're going to get to the top of that mountain and all of a sudden things will start to feel easier. But here's what I've learned from doing that to myself numerous times. It does not work. It just makes me more stressed, more overwhelmed, more exhausted, you know, more anxious as well. Sometimes the best possible thing you can do is walk away from it. You won't want to do it. It will feel counterintuitive when you're in the middle of it, but I promise you, I have tried it and it works. If I have had a day where I've got lots and lots on and I felt quite overwhelmed by it, then I will sit there at my desk and I'll go, just do another hour, just do another hour, just do another hour, just get a few more things off the to-do list. And because I've done that often enough to know that I then just finish the hour and I just still feel really overwhelmed, what I will do is I'll get up and I'll go for a walk. I'll get up and I'll go and run myself a bath. I'll get up and I'll go and lie on the sofa and watch an episode of Modern Family. and I always feel better for it. And then when I come back to doing the thing, I always feel more focused, more productive, and more calm and in control of the situation as well. And sometimes when you're feeling really stressed, when you're feeling really overwhelmed, you absolutely need to walk away from it. Okay, it's not going to make it go away, but it's going to make you much more able to deal with the thing. And I know, like when I've done this, every part of me has been, don't do this. You can't do this. You've got to stay here. You've got to finish the thing. But it's not true. Every time I've walked away from it, it's felt better. Every time I've walked away from it, I've come back with more clarity, more focus, and I've been more productive. So learn when you need to walk away. The next one, number four, is learning to drop into your body. And again, this is something that can feel very hard to do in the moment, but when we are in stress mode, we are very much living in our heads, living in our brains. We're trying to think things better and we're trying to use brain power alone. And that can be really exhausting, really overwhelming. So even if just for a minute, allow yourself to drop into your body. What I thought I would do is a little exercise right now. I'm just going to do, like, it's going to be very short and sweet. And if and when you do this for yourself, you can take a little bit more time over it. But I think this is hopefully going to kind of illustrate how you can actually drop into your body. Because sometimes people say that and you're like, well, what does that mean? Because we are so used to living in our heads all the time that we're like, oh, I don't know how to feel things in my body. This is weird. So this little exercise is going to help you to tap into that. So let's just take a moment. If you want to, you can close your eyes for this. It can sometimes help. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths, okay? So deep breath in and let it go. Deep breath in and let it go. Just continuing to breathe deeply and just allow your mind to slow down a little bit. Okay? Now, I want you to focus on where you are feeling your stress in your body. If you're not feeling particularly stressed right now, then think about another feeling that is going on with you right now. Focus on where in your body you're feeling that. So where is it located? How does it feel? Does it feel like pressure or tightness? Does it feel like it's vibrating? How does it feel in your body? And also, what does it look like? Does it have a shape? Does it have a color? If it does, how intense is that color? Is it moving? And I just want you to just focus on that for a minute. I want you to get really clear on where it is and how it feels and what it looks like, if you can identify that. And then I want you to breathe into that space. I want you to breathe into that area of your body. And as you do that, I want you to think about that stress, about that feeling gradually dissolving and dissipating and melting away with each breath. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And you can continue to breathe that stress, breathe that tension away. Just let it go. And then notice how it feels now. Is it less intense? Is it less powerful? Is it less overwhelming? Or has it maybe just gone completely? And then gradually bring yourself back to the room. Blink your eyes open and be ready to continue with your day. Okay, so that's a little exercise that you can do when you're right in the middle of it, when you're in that stressful situation, when you're in the middle of that stressful day, that is going to help you actually drop into your body. And look, it's not magically going to take all the stress away, but that's not what this is all about, right? Sometimes it's just reducing its power, reducing the hold it has over you so that you can feel a bit more in control and a bit more able to deal with whatever you have going on, okay? And dropping into your body can be a really, really powerful way to do that. Because like I say, we live in our heads all the time and we're not accessing the wisdom that our body actually holds for us. So hopefully that has made you feel wonderful now, actually, doing that little exercise, whether you felt stressed or not. But yeah, I think getting into your body, understanding what's going on in your body and the response your body is having can be such an important thing. Right, the last thing, nice practical thing to do, focus on sleep and reducing your phone use. Now, these ones go without saying, don't they? But they often fall by the wayside. But these are definitely things that fall into that sort of control the controllable category, aren't they? And I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling anxious, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, my phone use definitely goes up. And it doesn't usually help at all. I'm doing it because I'm trying to distract myself, but it's not helping. So when you are going through a particularly stressful phase, how can you make sure that sleep stays a priority? So making sure you keep going to bed at the same time, not going, do you know what, I'll just stay up late to keep working through this and doing this and doing this and doing this. Get to bed, get some sleep. It's going to give you the clarity for the next day. So going to bed at the same time, any practices that you can use to unwind before sleep, like meditation or breath work or reading in bed or listening to a book in bed or whatever, what can you do to give yourself that sort of buffer between the day and between sleep? And then how can you manage your phone use as well, like putting time limits on your phone? So that's something that I do. I've got a time limiter on my phone from about 8 o'clock in the evening until about 7:30 the next day. And do you know what? You can override it, and I do occasionally, but it does make me think twice about it. And the other thing that I've really noticed as well is that my phone use in the mornings is much different to what it used to be. Like, it used to be that I'd get up and it would be the first thing that I'd look at. Whereas now I get up, I get myself ready, I do my meditation. I do use my phone for that, but I don't look at anything else. I just get on the meditation app and use that. Do my meditation, put my makeup on, and I will do all of those things before I'll even look at my emails or my Facebook or anything like that. And I never used to be able to do that. It used to be really, really hard. But putting that time limit on my phone has really helped me to kind of go, do you know what? This is not the first thing that I need to look at in my day. It's just going to start my day off on the wrong footing, right? So I'm going to leave it until a little bit later, until I'm sitting downstairs having my coffee or whatever. So how can you like put time limits on your phone? How can you reduce that phone use when you're in that kind of stressed phase particularly? Because things like that are going to give you that resilience to manage that stress in the moment, to get you through that acute phase to the other side. Again, they're not going to get rid of it, but they're just going to help you to cope with it that little bit better. And I think for sure, if you can go, look, if there's nothing else that I do, I still get to bed at the same time. I still unwind before I go to sleep. And I still make sure that that becomes a focus, that can make a massive, massive difference. Because otherwise, what we're doing is we're pushing through, we're going to bed late, we're not getting enough sleep, we're stressing because we can't put anything down, we can't let it go, and it just snowballs from there, right? So focus on sleep and reducing that phone use for sure are two things that you need to do when you are in the middle of it. So to recap, the five things. Number one, control the controllables, the stuff that actually is under your control. Stop sweating all of the stuff that is not so much. Number two, take a moment to reprioritize. Look at what you've actually got going on. Dump the things that aren't actually that important. Delegate a couple of other things. Break the problem down. Try and gain some clarity around it rather than just getting your head down and pushing through. Number three, know when to walk away. This is a really important skill. It's a really hard skill. I still find it very hard to do when I'm in that, but it always, always, always helps. Always. Number four, learn to drop into your body. Let's stop living in our brains so much. Let's live in our bodies just a little bit more because our bodies hold wisdom and they can really, really help us. And then number five, focus on sleep and reducing that screen time because those two things are going to help you to manage it that little bit better. So those are a few things that you can do when you are in the middle of that tough phase, when things do feel really, really, really overwhelming. And like I say, they're not going to make it all go away completely. They're not going to take it all away from you, but hopefully they're going to help you to manage it that bit better. They're going to help you to gain a little bit more clarity, and they're going to help you to feel that you are a little bit more in control. So next week, we're going to move on to part two of this, which is actually looking at the bigger picture of stress, at the longer term work that we can do to make sure that stress becomes less prevalent in our lives. Secondly, that when we do experience stress, we feel more resilient and able to cope with it better. And number three, that those periods of stress become shorter lived and we spend more time in a state of calm. So all of these things, really, really, really important. The stuff that we don't always have capacity for, but which I definitely urge you to look towards if you do feel that stress is too frequent and too big a part in your life in general. So like I say, we'll get to work on all of that next week. In the meantime, I wish you a calm and focused week ahead. I want to say thank you again for joining me today. As always, I really, really, really do appreciate you. And for now, I'll love you and leave you and see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.